Let's talk about what's going on in Harrisburg despite funding questions. Governor Tom Wolf says he will allow the Commonwealth's budget bill to become law without his signature. During a news conference in his chambers last night, Wolf told reporters that he won't stop a $31 billion bill, a spending plan.
This budget does not include everything everyone wanted, myself included, but it does make historic investments in education, and it brings us closer to restoring the cuts of the past. This budget provides critical funding for the heroin epidemic, and it lets those who are struggling know that help is on the way.
That's Governor Wolf last night. Let's talk on the live line right now with State Representative Mike Terzai, the Republican from the North Hills, Speaker of the House. Good morning. Thanks a lot for being here.
PJ, thanks for having me.
Tell us what's going to happen now.
Well, PJ, essentially, the budget will become law. Really is primarily driven by the increased contributions, you know, to the pension system, to the school employees retirement system, and to the state employee retirement system. As many of your listeners know, you know, our contributions increased by $345 million alone to the Pennsylvania school employees retirement system. So over $2 billion of our budget is going as contributions to that singular pension system. With those kind of cost drivers and debt service continues to increase, it's increasing by about 8% because of debt that had been taken out under Governor Rendell's 8 years. We need to start bringing these cost drivers down. We wanted full privatization. We passed, I think, 5 versions of full privatization, one that the governor vetoed.
You're talking about the LCB now.
Yes, but okay. We are going to get some additional revenues with the compromise that we did at the beginning of June. Wine should be in grocery stores by the fall if the LCB moves efficiently as they should under the statute. And that will provide about $150 million in new revenues, which is a step in the right direction.
So you're talking about pension reform, changing the pension system, and changing the Liquor Control Board the way the state deals with liquor. Is that going to get done by midnight tonight?
Well, the wine and spirits was done in June, at the first week of June. That's law. The governor signed the bill. It's historic. Did not go as far as we want, but it's scheduled to bring in $150 million. So that certainly helped move the budget process along. The issue about pension reform, you know, we sent a pension reform bill over to the Senate. With, I think, 137 votes, that they did not concur in that. So that is not going to get done during this time frame. That's going to have to be taken up later, although I am certainly one of the most significant proponents of moving us into the 21st century because it is the single most significant cost driver in our increases year over year. As I said, our contributions to the state employees and the school employees' pensions increased by over $500 million combined, about $345 million in increase for just the school employees' retirement system alone.
So in terms of coming up with the money to fund the spending plan that has been passed, is that going to happen by midnight tonight? What's going to be the status of that?
Well, there's no specific deadline. The issue is this. Many of us support, as a part of a compromise, increase tobacco taxes that would include e-vape, and that would include roll your own, and that would include increases on cigarette packages. That's a significant amount of dollars. We are certainly not interested in increasing any personal income tax. We're not interested in increasing any sales tax. We held those off in the 15-16 budget. We held them off again in the 16-17 budget. Despite the governor's request for those increases, significant increases, 10% increase in personal income tax he wanted, 20% increase in personal income tax and 10% increase in the sales tax, we've held those off. We will support, as a compromise, tobacco taxes, and we think that is an appropriate avenue to go along with the monies that we have derived from moving the sale of wine into the private sector, there's going to be increased revenue from that. And then of course, a gaming bill was sent over to the Senate that provided for enhanced gaming activity at casinos, and it's supposed to bring in about $200 million annually. Between the three, you can meet the compromise expenditures that are on that the governor is letting become law.
And that would be done by?
Well, we sent the gaming over. I don't know when the Senate's going to do the gaming. The one in grocery stores was up first week of June, and we were prepared to do tobacco taxes as long as items like the personal income tax increase is off the table, sales tax increase is off the table, home heating is off the table, water, cable, those items are all off the table. We are certain with a compromise with respect to this budget.
And when is that going to get done?
I don't know when the Senate's going to do gaming, and I know there's discussions on the other revenue. And as I said, wine and grocery store was done in the first one.
So the bottom line is we don't have a budget. We don't have a revenue package to support a spending plan that's been passed. So we just don't have a budget, right? And we're not going to get one in the foreseeable future?
No. All of government is fully funded. There's nothing. With the governor letting the budget become law, everything in government operations is fully funded. It's whether the increased expenditures, how we'll fund them. Now, some of them are already funded because we did certain of the items. The wine and grocery stores is going to bring you an additional $150 million in revenue. Our revenues have also increased by about 1.8% over last year, so those new revenues are going to be coming in as well. So I'm sorry, but your approach is not accurate. You know, your characterization is not accurate.
Okay. So what you're talking about is you need to fund the portion of the budget that's beyond what is available right now.
Yeah, and there's
if this doesn't get done, isn't there some sort of a consequence? Are there people in the state that are not going to get funding that are expecting it? What are the consequences of this? You're not giving me a clear picture of what the legislature needs to do, when it needs to be done, and what the consequences are if they don't.
Well, we've already sent over items to the Senate and to the governor, and we're just really awaiting to hear what the governor and the Democrats are interested in doing. As I said, the wine in the grocery stores is done, and the increased revenues are in. Gaming has been sent over to the Senate. We're really waiting to hear what the other parties want to do. And as we've indicated.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for talking with us. I appreciate it. State Representative Mike Terzai, Republican from the North Hills. He is Speaker of the House.